Today on Tax Justice Warriors, I have an interview that Shannon McCormick asked me several questions. I know I talked about making this a bonus episode, but it went long enough. I guess I talk enough that I decided to make it a regular episode. Thank you for tuning in. Please enjoy my answers.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Here we are with Shanna is giving me the questions, and you know, I've compared her to a ninja with her sneak attack of questions. Yeah, we're just joking around. She says she has some serious and some not serious questions to kind of get to know me, and I will turn the microphone over to her.
Yeah, some of these are tax related. Some are just for fun. So I'll start with the ones that are tax related.
Okay.
The first one is, what is your favorite kind of tax case to help with?
The easy answer would be, you know, the ones where I'm really helping out someone in need, and I can see that I've provided them a good financial benefit by working the tax case, but if you're asking, like, do I like an offer and compromise more than a tax court case or, you know, something like that, I don't know that I like one or the other more. I like the variety within the tax cases themselves. But yeah, seeing that there were good results for someone who really needs it, like there have been Spanish-speaking people that do not, I'm thinking of one client who does not speak English, and she was taking care of her grandchildren, and with 2 different years we were able to, between her and my efforts, we were able to give refunds for her, and you know, that really felt good to help her out.
Awesome. The next question is, what is the craziest case you've ever had?
You mean tax or otherwise?
It can be anything.
Anything.
However you want to answer that.
I was a volunteer attorney for Kansas Legal Services before working for them, and I did some divorce cases, and there is one of them that I was doing a divorce in a county just south of us, and they try and screen the pro bono cases for the volunteer attorneys, so there aren't so many bumps for them, but when my client was going through the security at the courthouse, it turned out that she had brass knuckles in her purse, and so security confiscated them. And she was saying that they were legal in Missouri. I'm not sure about that, but when they were dividing their property, her and her husband earlier in the week, like, she still had them in her purse. Well, we went, you know, then we were having the hearing, and it was supposed to be an uncontested divorce, and she seemed to be having second thoughts about doing a contested divorce, and we, between the judge and I talking with her, she decided, okay, it will be uncontested. And then afterward, we were leaving, and, you know, now her ex-husband, he's yelling at her from across the parking lot, like they're going to have a fight or something. And I wound up going back to my job at the time, and I get a call from their sheriff's office that her ex-husband had gone to the sheriff's office and was saying, oh, she had brass knuckles, and like her boyfriend was going to pick a fight with me and all of this. And I was like, look, I just represented her at that point. I don't know anything further than that, you know, and basically saying, leave me out of it. And yeah, so that was one of my interesting cases I throw out there. So
okay, the next question is, what are a few facts about taxes that you wish everyone knew?
For what everyone should know, it's tough, because taxes are really, they seem complex to the common person anymore, and so it seems like everyone needs assistance, whether it winds up being an attorney or an accountant or someone to help them out. But the main advice I give is to file their taxes, you know, especially during the tax season, that if you do not file during the tax season, then there's a failure to file penalty that it's much accelerated rather than just the failure to pay. So if you prepare a tax return and your tax return and you're going to owe, it's better to just file it and not pay rather than not to do anything at all. The penalties will be much lower. And one of my colleagues pointed out that if you do not file at all and then later file, if something gets messed up and they adjust what you owe, then that adjustment that goes into the calculation. And so it can just really accelerate what you owe if you don't file on time. So that's one thing I want everyone to know. File on time, you know, and if you're not going to pay it off, then that's a choice to make. But if you don't file, then the penalties are much worse. So definitely get it filed on time.
Yeah, good to know. Okay, what do you like and dislike about going to tax school?
Yeah, I mean, what I do like is the more I learn about tax court, I find things pretty interesting since it's a unique court. And the tax court judges, it's a unique court, so the tax court judges know taxes. They have a background in tax. So when we're discussing what happened with the IRS, the judges do understand what's going on rather than if it were a case in U.S. District Court that the judges would have to be educated on what's going on. But certainly something that I've learned is that the judges are very patient with unrepresented taxpayers or just people in general, because they don't understand taxes or they don't understand the IRS system or the tax court system. So they really walk those taxpayers through the process. They don't have patience if people are tax protesters and saying that it's unconstitutional to pay taxes and that it's their right not to pay taxes. So I'm not sure what I don't like. I would say being in a city where tax court doesn't happen too often, what I don't like is that there can be a long time from when a petitioner files their petition to first hearing from appeals or going to court. So I think that's a problem. I would say something I don't like is that they're just pieces in the tax process where people can file their paperwork and then wait for months before they hear anything. That's a problem.
What types of tax policy changes would you make if you can make any changes?
Yeah, my biggest policy changes, and you know, they've actually, the Taxpayer First Act tries to address this, but the IRS is supposed to be changing their customer service and submitting plans to Congress. I mean, what I would say is that people don't get good customer service from the IRS in a couple of areas. And so I would staff up their people on the phones and in other areas so that there are people getting feedback and getting responses on the phone or whichever in a faster fashion. But also I would look at it that if the IRS could, I don't know, improve or lighten up maybe their focus on low-income people in some areas, that if they decreased some of the volume of cases, that would help their customer service too. So just different ways to reduce the caseloads so people could get responses faster from the IRS. That's overall, if I could wave a magic wand, that's what I would do.
Okay. If you were to practice in any other area of law, what would it be?
I don't know. I'm not really tempted to practice in other areas of law anymore. I did some family law. I did some general litigation. I guess different drafting I find enjoyable. I do like some litigation, but I somewhat feel like I've dipped my toe into that pool, and I don't know that I have a big need to litigate heavy cases or anything. But I don't know, some kind of drafting of documents for clients that, you know, so probably estate planning would be the closest that I would look for.
Is there any advice you'd like to share with your listeners who are either in law school or thinking of going to law school and are interested in tax law?
Well, okay. I mean, yeah, I was thinking at first what you would say just in general to anyone in law school or thinking about law school. And that stock answer is usually to get as much experience as you can during law school. And I did different legal clinics during my time in law school. I did an externship. Tax advice during law school specifically. Let's see. That's interesting because I took different tax classes and I felt like it was a lot of theory and I didn't quite see the practical applications. And so it was really doing the tax clinic that I saw the practical application of taxes and how they affected people. So, I mean, my easy answer would be to do a tax clinic on LITC, low income taxpayer clinic at a law school. But yeah, I liked tax policy. So certainly learning about real world applications of tax, that's my advice regarding tax law.
And that was the last of the tax-related questions.
Okay.
So the others are more just about you in general?
Sure.
Okay, so the first one of those is, when you're not working on tax cases or advocating for tax policy changes, what do you like to do instead?
I mean, my wife and I can be kind of homebodies at times, so reading, doing things on the computer, watching TV or movies. I mean, my wife loves to binge-watch television, so... Yeah, a lot of watching TV. Yeah, the latest one we went through was the new Legends of Monkey we found on Netflix. I thought it would be a little funnier, but it was still a light action show, and it was just like 10 half-hour episodes, so it was pretty fast to get through that.
Okay.
So yeah, only one season, but evidently they're in production on their second season. It was okay.
Was it good enough that you watched the second season?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was light. I mean, some of the shows, some shows have pretty intense action, so that was nice. That there was a little kung fu, but it wasn't really violent or any of that as a show. So it was just nice, light TV watching. But yeah, reading, I just finished a autobiography by J. Michael Straczynski. That he's written television, movies, comic books, different things, and it's called Becoming Superman. And that was a fascinating book because his family had all kinds of problems, that his father was a Nazi collaborator and there was domestic violence and all kinds of issues in the family. But it was interesting how the author was saying that he was determined to be the opposite of his father and just how hard he worked to do different creative passions. So it was quite the testament. It's the beginning half of the book is a lot about all the problems in his family. So it's kind of tough waiting at first. And then the second half is about his experiences in Hollywood. And so it's almost two different books.
Okay, quick round of favorites and then one last question. So, favorite book?
I mean, that's tough to say. That there are some ones that I've read when I was younger, but I haven't really revisited them. But, like, some light summer books that I recall were, like, Ray Bradbury's Dandelion Wine and Robert R. McCammon's Boy's Life. But, yeah, favorite books, I do read a lot of mystery authors. Michael Connelly and Robert Grace come to mind, that they're different ones I've read.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Yeah, a lot of ones that I could name are like action movies, like The Matrix or different Star Wars, the original Star Wars trilogy, not the prequels, but Joe vs. the Volcano is one that I've watched before, just that it's kind of an interesting movie in that he starts out kind of depressed, and at the end it's that he's back reinvigorated about life. So it's a Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan comedy from years back that I think is kind of a hidden gem.
Favorite podcast to listen to?
Favorite is tough to say. I listen to different comic book ones, like Word Balloon is a long-form interview podcast that those will often be like 1.5 to 2 hours. I listen to War Rocket Ajax, iFanboy. There's some local people, the worst comic podcast ever, and Kevin Smith does one, Batman Beyond, that it's all about pop culture. So I don't know which my favorite is, but those are ones that I'll listen to first compared to other ones in the day.
Okay. Favorite thing you've done in the past 24 hours?
Sleep. eat? I don't know.
Those are solid answers.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I did anything really outstanding. A garage door got fixed, but paying for it wasn't one of my favorite things. So, I don't know. Sleep or eat.
Favorite person that you've never met?
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I suppose it would be a celebrity, but, you know, which would be my favorite of all time. Let's go with Will Smith. Sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Favorite class that you took in law school?
I took a law and literature class that was offered. It was an elective that I thought it was interesting that the professor had kind of a reading list of different novels to read that had something to do with law or a trial or you know, but some of them it seemed like it was a little bit of a stretch that it connected to the law. But it was pretty interesting to just kind of have a, you know, it seemed like a college course to be reading different novels and discuss them, do some writings on them, and yeah, then we had a paper to write at the end. So it was interesting to do. I don't know that it changed my view on the law much, but it was a good change of pace course. But I always recommend the clinics too. But yeah, that I would say, like, if I picked up one unique class, that would be my favorite.
Okay, and last question. If you were to have a second podcast, not about taxes, what would it be about?
Yeah, I think you can guess by now it would be about comic books. But yeah, and I've even thought about that. I'm not sure if I would have to pay extra for another website or what exactly to run another podcast. But yeah, for now I just focus on the taxes, and gives me a good creative release. So that's what I do there. But yeah, I wouldn't mind interviewing some local comic creators or that kind of thing.
Well, that was my last question.
Okay. Well, thank you, Shanna. And, you know, it's been a pleasure having you here with us, and good luck to you.
Thank you. It's been an awesome summer.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast, because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique, so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.